43 people died on Sunday in a fire in central New Delhi. Many of the victims were factory workers who were asleep inside the building when the blaze began. North Korea says it has carried out a very important test at its long-range rocket launch site. The announcement comes amid dimming prospects for a resumption of nuclear negotiations between North Korea and the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump and top U.S. officials are reaffirming America's continued commitment to Saudi Arabia in the wake of a Saudi Air Force student's shooting spree at a Navy base in Florida. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
I spoke with the King of Saudi Arabia. They are devastated.
Speaking to reporters as he left the White House Saturday, President Trump said Saudi King Salman offered reassurances.
The King will be involved in taking care of families.
A Saudi statement calls the shooting a heinous crime that does not represent the Saudi people, who count the American people as friends and allies. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he wouldn't hesitate to deploy U.S. forces to Saudi Arabia.
Not at all. I think, you know, Saudi Arabia is a longstanding partner of ours in the region. We share mutual security interests.
Esper added the Pentagon would re-examine vetting procedures for foreign nationals taking part in its training programs. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Saudi student who fatally shot the three sailors reportedly hosted a dinner party earlier in the week where he and three others watched videos of mass shootings. For several other of the Saudi students are unaccounted for at this time. U.S. Democratic lawmakers met privately Saturday to work on the investigation into President Donald Trump. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee are working through the weekend to review evidence and draft impeachment charges that they can recommend for a full House vote as early is Thursday. The White House says it will not take part in the hearings. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani presented a draft budget of about $39 billion to Parliament today. He says it is designed to resist U.S. sanctions by limiting dependence on oil exports. Iran and the U.S. conducted a prisoner exchange involving a Princeton graduate student detained by Iran and an Iranian scientist held by the U.S. AP's Charles de Ledesma has the story.
In a trade conducted in Zurich, Switzerland, Iranian officials handed over Chinese-American graduate student Xiyu Wang, detained in Tehran since 2016, for scientist Masoud Soleimani, who had faced federal trial in Georgia. While the exchange represents a rare win for both countries, it comes as Iran still faces crushing American sanctions and the aftermath of national protests. President Donald Trump has acknowledged Wang was freed in a statement from the White House, saying the Princeton scholar would be returning to the United States. I'm Charles Ledesma.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says he still plans to shift the American military's focus to competing with China and Russia, even as security threats mount in the Middle East.
We are working to reallocate our forces and equipment to priority theaters that enable us to better compete with China and Russia.
Esper outlined his strategic goals and priorities in a speech at the Reagan National Defense Forum, an annual gathering of government, defense industry, and military officials. British voters are gearing up for a snap general election on December the 12th. All 650 seats in the House of Commons are up for grabs next week. And there's one section of the population who could swing the result one way or the other: Muslims. Securing votes from this community could be decisive, particularly in certain marginal seats, according to Imam Amjad.
So in my local mosque, I spoke about it. I had hundreds of people asking for how do we sign in right now? How do we join? It was, of course, a very simple thing. Remember, voting is not just a civic duty. For a Muslim, it's a trust that you have. You need to have the right person representing you in the parliament. So therefore, we invited Muslims, encouraged them to join and do what is their duty, both civic as well as their spiritual duty.
The Muslim Council of Britain has identified 31 marginal seats where the Muslim vote could sway the outcome. Hong Kong police have conducted raids ahead of Sunday afternoon's protest rally, covering several weapons, including a pistol with more than 100 bullets. 11 people were arrested during the raids. The city's organized crime bureau said it believed protesters planned to use the weapons during the demonstration to incite chaos. Hong Kong has given its approval for the rally called by the Civil Human Rights Front. One unidentified protest.
It means Hong Kong, the main opinion is to against the government, and the government did not listen to the Hong Kong citizens.
For more on these stories, voanews.com. I'm Joe Palka, VOA News.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.